This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. President Biden announced his administration would waive tariffs for solar energy components coming from four countries under a federal trade investigation. CPR's Miguel Otarla reports.
The two-year pause relieved the industry's biggest fears that the investigation could hike those tariffs by 250%. Colorado's U.S. senators are calling for an end to the investigation, with Senator Michael Bennett saying it had already led to one solar project in Pueblo being canceled. Filings with state regulators, however, show that project was already about to be canceled because of supply chain delays and the rising cost of materials. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has signed a major air quality package into law. CPR's Sam Brash says it includes a big investment in electric school buses.
The program amounts to the largest commitment to electric school buses of any state in the country. That's according to Atlas EV Hub, a website tracking the electric vehicle market. By replacing diesel buses, Colorado hopes to help school districts protect kids from a potent form of air pollution. It comes in addition to a $5 billion federal program to help schools pay for the pricier but cleaner buses. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado is putting $600 million of COVID relief money into the State Unemployment Insurance Fund in order to help prevent employers from having to pay a higher premium in the near future. The fund was depleted during the worst of the pandemic. Polis also signed that bill today. You're listening to CPR News.